You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Morena Delaney, how are you this morning?
Morena. I'm cold, like everyone else.
Yeah, it's a bit nippy out there. You've been off in Japan having a lovely time. How was your trip?
I have. It was great. It was really good. It wasn't our first time to Japan, but first time with a toddler. So a little bit different to the other trips. But that was it, you know, with new challenges come new experiences, and it was really, really cool.
Very exciting stuff. I'm sure you ate a lot of good food. What have you got to tell us about from your travels?
The food over there is just so good. I mean, I've talked about this before many times, but they just, you know, a lot of places just do one thing. So, like, you'll go to a specific ramen shop for one type of ramen, and that's all they do.
Mm.
And so there might be, like, 100 bowls that day. So we went to one where my friend queued in the morning and got a ticket. She went there at sort of 8 o'clock, and she was 20th in queue.
Wow.
Got a ticket, and it was for 2 o'clock. So we met her at 2 and set up at the bar, and, it was just, so good. Just perfecting, you know, that sort of one thing. I love that about it.
And what were you eating at that? What were you eating at that place?
That was ramen.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, that was a really rich. It was quite a clean. Some ramen my partner describes as filthy. You know, just like really umami, fishy, porky, fatty kind of soups. But then this one was kind of quite clean. It had a couple of wontons on it, some sort of slightly pickled cabbage.
Yum.
You get the egg, you get the meat. It was beautiful homemade noodles, like just really beautiful. And you sit at the bar, slurp it down, and then that's it, you're out. So we were sort of in and out with about 20 minutes. But
how cool, though. That's so awesome. Yeah. I love the idea of having to queue to get your lunch, but also it being sort of like an event then.
Yeah, totally. And that's what we sort of tried to do, sort of build our days around one thing like that. We went down south to a place called Takamatsu, which is down near, people might know the Art Island, Naoshima, and down that way, that part of the country. And Takamatsu is famous for udon noodles, which we had the first night we arrived. Sort of navigating, it was less touristy down there, so, you know, no English menus. It was sort of like, we just had to kind of Google what to order. And we're famous for this dish called, it's kappa butter udon, which is served with butter and pepper. And so it kind of, I had mine just with butter and pepper. It tasted like the best kachiori pepper you've ever had, like these sort of starchy noodles hot out of the pot.
Yum.
And then my partner added an egg, which he'd read sort of turns it into like almost like a carbonara. That kind of thing, just lots of noodles. But they were great, the chewy udon of that sort of region. And then, like, we travelled by bullet train, and, you know, even all the food around that, you get a bento box to eat on the train. You might get a highball, a whiskey highball or a beer to drink. Delicious little, you know, biscuits and sweet treats and everything. It's just, it's all set up there for you to get at the train station, and, just so good.
That is so good. Imagine if you could just jump on a train in New Zealand and have a like lovely little lunch with a whiskey highball and a tasty little sweet treat and then get to your destination.
Yep.
That is how I would like to be living my life right now.
Yeah. And then like be in Wellington in 2 hours time or something.
Oh, incredible. Incredible. We can dream. We can dream.
We can. Yeah, so that was good. And now back to wintry Auckland.
Yeah.
And soup weather, I think.
Yeah. Do you ever make ramen at home? Is that something that you try and do in your own time?
I mean, I wouldn't even try to make it anywhere near the level I've been able to eat it. But, I mean, I'll chuck noodles into a soup. I don't try and create perfection at home. I'm very much a throw-together cook, as you probably have realised.
Mm-hmm.
But I will chuck noodles into a soup for sure.
Yum.
Just a dog's nut.
Yeah.
My thing with soup, obviously, if you can make stock, which is a lovely thing to do if you've got the carcass and you've got the time and you've got, you know, Sunday sort of have your pot bubbling away, but otherwise just keeping stock cubes in the cupboard and then whatever veggies you've got, you know, being able to chuck them and blitz them into a meal is so satisfying through winter. And then, of course, the buttery toast is like the best part of fruit season, I think.
The buttery toast is the reward you get for putting a bunch of vegetables in a pot and, like, making yourself a healthful meal. Then you get to eat a big slab of butter. It's amazing.
Yes, exactly. So that's what I intend on doing this weekend.
It is also Mother's Day this weekend, and I feel like a bit of Kai is always a good prezi for the mothery folks in your life. What's your kind of go-to?
Well, I I've splashed out and ordered the Cazador hamper, breakfast hamper, which is a little bit fancy for me and my mum, since we're both mums.
Nice.
And that's got bread and pastries, and I think it's got like a crayfish kind of rillette situation
this time.
So a block of chocolate, you know, nice coffee. I know I used to work cafes, you know, in my youth, and Mother's Day was always so crazy. It was busy. You know, the delays were great in the kitchen.
Yes.
So I'm huge on just doing something at home if you can.
Yeah.
You know, putting the coffee pot on, but making breakfast for someone is sort of my go-to. Have some pastries and, you know, nice bits and pieces.
Delish.
We always had waffles growing up. As a kid, my mum got given a waffle iron once, so I was like, oh, that would be quite a good tradition to carry on, sort of as a nice treat Sunday morning. So maybe I'll look into that.
That sounds like a really good idea. I love waffle iron. I was staying at my grandma's house when I was down in Christchurch last week, and she's got a toasty press, like a proper toasty press that cuts the toasties into triangles for you, and it's sort of in the same category as a waffle iron for me, where it serves a really specific purpose and it's so satisfying to use.
Yeah, I love that.
So good. So very team, stay at home, do something nice for Mother's Day this weekend. Delaney, thanks for talking about your enviable Kai trip to Japan, and also some good tips for the weekend coming. We will talk to you again next week. Take care.
Sounds good. Thank you. You too.
Kia ora.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.